Elissa Walker Campbell. We can start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And we are so glad you are with us for the next 2 hours. We're going to start off tonight's program with the college football conversation as we turn our attention to the Big 12 Conference and focus in on the Oklahoma Sooners, a team that is definitely trending in the right direction. They are 3-0. They're ranked 15th in the country, and they will face Big 12 Conference opponent in West Virginia next Saturday, October 3rd, with an 11 a.m. kickoff. I grimaced a little bit when I heard about that kickoff so early. So we're so delighted to welcome in our next guest on our program. Always a pleasure and an honor. The University of Oklahoma Athletic Director. That is Joe Castiglione. And Joe, I have to wonder, with the weekend and a bye with the Oklahoma Sooners, does this mean you get to sleep in on Saturday morning?
I wish I could say yes, but it just opened up the opportunity for some other activities to fill the gap. And we've got other sports going on, obviously, with soccer and volleyball and so on. So we've got quite a few events going on campus this weekend, and look forward to being out there to support our other student athletes as well.
You bet. This is a busy time of year. Well, so much to dive into, but I definitely want to start off our conversation with your thoughts on the Sooner football team. Obviously, coming off an impressive 52-38 win over the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. Your thoughts on what you've seen so far and just the play and production of your quarterback in Baker Mayfield.
Well, he's been special and obviously getting a lot of deserved attention, but that's not necessarily his goal. If you know Baker and know really every one of our players, they're more focused on what they can do to contribute to team success. And our team has really evolved, getting some new players out there, getting them settled in. I know people are talking about our youthful offensive line and some of the other players that are now have 3 games under their belt where they haven't had much playing time previously. So we're still a work in progress. We've had some really exciting moments. The comeback win at Tennessee was amazing, and winning the other 2 home games we've had, and now being able to go into conference play, as you said, undefeated. And we know we still have a lot of areas in which we can improve and want to improve and get ready and try to win the Big 12 Conference.
Well, that 17-point comeback against Tennessee 2 weeks ago, that really does show us the heart and the bounce-back ability of this team, obviously.
This team is so close. I don't know that every team can say this year in and year out, but this team is really, really close. And even in those moments where things aren't going as well, they have this certain calm about them. And everybody's still trying to find a way to keep fighting, keep plugging, not losing faith, just believing in the scheme that they have and just taking care of doing their job. And a lot of times it comes down to the fundamentals and being more efficient and executing the plan. And that's what they keep focusing on. And it's been a really, really good formula. And now, we can learn from, what we've experience so far and hopefully gain some confidence from that, but still have our minds open to the areas in which we need to improve. And I think in this off week, that's what they focused on and getting ready to go into game week, planning for West Virginia.
OU insider James Hale was on our program last week, and we were talking about how the Sooners, they've kind of flown a little bit under the radar, maybe not those big high expectations that we're accustomed to, but could they be in that Final Four?
Well, Lisa, we never put any kind of barrier between us and trying to compete for a championship, whether it's the conference or the national title. Having said that, we don't go around promoting ourselves, being boastful either. I think the resolve, the passion, the work ethic, the competitive spirit are always there. We have years where we're more experienced than others, but we want to try to be the best we possibly can be, whether people think so or not, or whether they place some unrealistic expectations on us or not. So having been through this as much as we've had, we know it's a long season, and the best thing we can do is focus on the task at hand and be successful with that, and then move on to the next one, and knowing that the ultimate goal is out there, but you only get there going up the ladder one rung at a time.
That's absolutely right. And staying in the present, the Oklahoma Sooners, of course, next weekend, they will face West Virginia at home. I want to get your response to such an early start. I mean, I found that a bit stunning. I mean, that's hard on the players. But you know what, Joe? I think about the fans. I mean, that's really hard on the fans getting there that early, too.
Well, I agree. And we've expressed that to our conference office and our television partners. It's not that we are going to completely eliminate an 11 o'clock kickoff. Every conference has early kickoffs, and teams have to deal with that. We're in the time zone here where if we're in the East, we'd be playing at noon instead of 11. But
right.
It is what it is. We're going to have some of that. Our biggest concern is how much or how often it's happened. And going back to last year, we had half of our home schedule that was at 11 a.m. And for a program now that's 100 straight sellouts and counting, and knowing that our game day experience is one of the best there is in college sports,
mm-hmm.
The 11 a.m. kickoff can be accommodated on occasion, but when it happens regularly, or in particular successive weeks, it takes away one of the special opportunities our fans have, to take everything in on a game day. The game is the focal point, yes, but it's all the other activities to be with their friends, to prepare, to be on campus, to enjoy the weather. We only have 6 opportunities a year to do that.
Right.
And we understand we might have to play at 11 a.m., once in a while. We're just very disappointed that it's happened as often as it has, in the last few years. And I would also say, on the other side of that, we've gone through a cycle where we had an excessively high number of games at night, even 7 and 8 p.m. kickoffs. Well, those are unconventional as well. And while it sounds like we're complaining, it's not so much that. It's just we're trying to, seek a better balance for us. But also, the same would apply to every one of our conference members. Everybody should share in this, and if they do, then it doesn't require other teams to have to play that early as often.
Well, it's very important that you'd voice your displeasure. The conversation continues with Joe Castiglione, the athletic director at the University of Oklahoma, right after this short timeout.